This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. A small-town Colorado clerk could be in big trouble for embezzling federal funds. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation announced 4 felony charges against Aguilar Town Administrator Tyra Marie Avila. She allegedly diverted USDA money meant for a local reservoir project into her own bank account. Roosdale is a correspondent for the World Journal, the paper that covers parts of Southern Colorado. She broke this story about the town's murky finances and spoke with CPR's Dan Boyce.
Ruth, tell us a little bit more about Aguilar and this reservoir project.
So Aguilar is a small town of just 450 residents in Los Animas County, about 50 miles or so from the New Mexico border, and it's been struggling to solve its water issues for more than a decade. So after years of planning, Aguilar got $5.7 million in funding from the USDA to build that reservoir. It's called an augmentation reservoir that would meet the state's mandate and secure Aguilar's water rights for the future. But just as the reservoir project was supposed to be finished last year, I got a tip that the engineering contractor, SGM, had stopped its work.
Okay, the engineering contractor stopping its work, not a good thing.
No.
Why did they do that?
In mid-2024, SGM said that the town owed them more than $150,000 for work they'd already completed that the town was refusing to pay. And it turns out this wasn't the first time that there were questions about Aguilar's finances. I talked to the town's administrator, who's now indicted, Avila, a few months earlier. She'd served in that role for 17 years and had exclusive access to the town's bank accounts. When I spoke to her, she was already coming under fire for years of missing records.
I just want people and the residents to know and understand that, you know, we do what we're supposed to.
Under Avila's watch, the town hadn't submitted a complete financial audit to the state since 2018. That was roughly 5 years. Those audits were required to get state and federal grant funding for another water project plugging Aguilar. CDPHE had also required the town to fix its drinking water storage tanks. But in order to get the water storage tank project funded, Aguilar first needed to complete the audits and get the reservoir project completed. That invited a lot of scrutiny from the state, the feds, and the people living in Aguilar.
I'm under a hot spotlight right now, and it's not very fair, you know, and I'm being called out by big agencies for stuff that's not even, you know.
The incomplete audits also caused Aguilar to miss out on more than $100,000 of property tax distributions from Los Animas County, a figure which would rise as high as $150,000 before the audits were completed.
Gosh, Ruth, okay, there are so many moving pieces in this story, but basically the town was running out of money.
That's it, exactly. But the one project that Aguilar was still getting paid for was the reservoir. The USDA funds were still being deposited into the town's bank account. And that raised some major red flags then when the engineering contractor said that it was not getting paid what it should. The missing money eventually resulted in SGM walking off the job, and the town's general fund was completely depleted. Avila then resigned in August after the reservoir project had completely blown up. And a few months later, CBI and the USDA both launched their investigation.
Again, CBI, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, what is it that they allege?
So it took more than a year for the investigation to be completed, but the agencies announced 4 felony charges against Avila, all having to do with financial misconduct. The arrest affidavit alleges that she transferred more than $25,000 into a personal account and deposited 15 forged checks into her Chase accounts. They also allege that Avila used USDA funds to cover utilities and wages the town couldn't pay because of the incomplete audits that had completely drained the town's general fund and because of the alleged embezzlement. Avila has posted bail and a court date has not yet been set.
All right. So what's next then for the city of Aguilar and, of course, for this reservoir project?
The town has implemented stricter financial controls. And it did ultimately scrape together enough money to pay the engineering and construction contractors. But in a sad twist of fate, the reservoir wasn't actually able to retain water and failed its state certification. So the town is now coordinating with the USDA and SGM to restart the project, where money from a dedicated bank account can only be accessed by the town's new mayor and a USDA-appointed official.
That's World Journal correspondent Ruth Stodgel. Ruth, thank you so much.
You're welcome.